since 1988.
If election year politics keeps Congress from acting on a comprehensive plan, let's at least agree to stop expelling responsible young people who want to staff our labs, start new businesses, defend this country. As long as I'm president, I will work with anyone in this chamber to build on this momentum. But I intend to fight obstruction with action, and I will oppose any effort to return to the very same policies that brought on this economic crisis in the first place.
All right, President Barack Obama finishing out his first term with the last State of the Union address. Will he get another turn to occupy 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the White House? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That is the question ultimately that everybody is pondering, as now we have 41 weeks before we go to the polls in November. So the blueprint for America's economic future was the pitch from Barack Obama, but Republicans say he is pushing a pro-poverty policy, which means more government and more debt. In fact, the deficit was something that the president didn't really go near. That makes sense because from his point of view, dipping into talking about 16 to 17 trillion of a deficit wouldn't be positive. Instead, it was about we've created 4 million or 3 million jobs. When I came in, 4 million jobs were lost. Things are turning around. Manufacturing is going in the right direction. People are finding work. We need to do more of that. We need to lean on our teachers and whatnot. In fact, sitting there watching the speech, as I'm sure many of you did, I can't wait to see what the ratings are, I took a few notes, and most of what I understand the core of the State of the Union to be, the first thing that hit me was economic fairness and picking a fight and income and inequality. That's absolutely the battleground for Barack Obama. Tax reform and the so-called Buffett rule that his secretary had to pay more taxes and made less than Warren Buffett did. But the big myth in that whole thing is that Warren Buffett has his income based on investments, much like Mitt Romney. So when people want to criticize Mitt Romney, he's paying on investments, which would be your 14 or 15%. So that means if the game changes in that direction, for people who have scrimped and saved 50, 60, 70,000, maybe 200,000 that they can use toward retirement, get ready to pay more when you go and take that out. When you're talking about removing things from an individual retirement account or just take it from the 401k point of view. So what else was in this speech? The president immediately mentioned our troops. I think everyone agrees on that. Tip of the cap, of course, and the fact that we're out of Iraq. Also talking about getting bin Laden. That came within the first couple of minutes. And the GI Bill, how important that was to getting people back to work. Also talking about, I think a quote that would have been pulled out of this would be, what's at stake is not Republican or Democratic values, but American values. So he hit the Republicans over the head several times, saying that he would sign a bill, let's get something done when it came to the economy and various points to get people back to work. He said the banks made huge bets and took huge bonuses 6 months before he took office, and that's where he weaved in, now we have 3 million jobs that have been created. There were specifics, as every president does, to people referencing them in the audience, including the fact that Master Lock is running at full capacity in Milwaukee because they're back to business there, manufacturing, and that we needed to build more factories and plants and whatnot. And if you wanted to outsource jobs, you couldn't get a tax deduction for doing it, that you would get a break for making your products in the U.S. There was real little threat of made in the USA suddenly that the president was talking about. during the State of the Union address and emphasized that we can't reward companies that ship jobs overseas, but we have to reward people who are hiring. And that was the main thrust of this address, and I think really laying out what will ultimately be the campaign promises along the way for Barack Obama. Somebody said to me, how would you rate it? And their scale was A, B, C, D. I like to do the 1 through 10. You know, I would say that his speech did what it was supposed to do. It was supposed to rally the people around him that want to see the president reelected and be another two-term president, and to offer that whole hope. He's great at the hope and change thing. This is a president who is a good campaigner and a good speaker. We know that. We saw this the first time around. So this is what we're seeing this time. And this is the State of the Union, so if there are people watching and you're the president, then you're going to use your speech to go after the Republicans and say, I'm ready to work, but we need Congress to help me. I'm ready to sign things. Geez, let's sign things. I would say the one thing that's interesting is what he didn't talk about, and that was, as I already mentioned, the deficit for one. And also there wasn't too much mention of health care. A little bit, but not a lot. And I don't know if that's because of the Supreme Court having the ball in its court, so to speak, and a very big deal with the individual health mandate, that the oral arguments come down at the end of March. There's going to be unprecedented 3 days of listening to arguments over that. That hasn't happened before. When we talk about these issues that go before our judicial system, I mean, ultimately the highest court in the land. So there wasn't a lot of maneuvering about health care and bravado about we gave you affordable health care or that's coming down the pike or any of that. Not so much. It was more about the haves and the have-nots and how come the millionaires don't pay more, specific numbers that were thrown out that somebody making $1 million should pay 30%, and that shouldn't be happening to the people who are making $40,000 a year or however much. So there was definitely the class warfare thing was at play here to try to touch people and say, hey, if you're Joe American, why are you working your fingers to the bone trying to find the job, then you get the job, and why aren't you taxed in a different bracket? Why are the people that have the money paying so much less? And I just explained that usually it's the investment route. So did he score a big number? He scored a big number with the people who would like to see the president reelected again. But he definitely cut a wide boulevard between the Republicans and the Democrats. And this is what we're going to hear for the next 41 weeks. We've already heard a lot of this, but we're just going to continue to hear more of it. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends, believe it or not, besides the State of the Union address, there were other things that happened in the country. We're going to mix some of that in, including Joe Paterno's son talking about his father after the death of Paterno over the weekend at the age of 85. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
I think you should say this is what we need to get the country back on its feet, but that's an awful lot to put on the menu right now.
The economy in terms of jobs and the housing department in that realm, and I think just some of the international problems we have.
Should talk about straightening out the economy. That's all I can say.
The economy. I think that's the most important issue right now, getting people back to work.
I think you should talk about how small businesses and small business owners are the focus of an, should be the potential focus of an economy.
That was right before the president addressed the nation, and guess what? The focus was the economy. That's what we care about. I don't care what city you're in, small, big, large, town, whatever. It doesn't matter. We're all Americans and we're in the same boat. We're looking for some extra oars. And the person who can deliver that is the person that we're interested in talking to. But here's the thing. No matter who the president is, and this is why we see in Congress, they set the laws. And that's why Congress's approval ratings are so putrid. Because they're doing such a terrible job. We've had this conversation for way too long. Remember, there's three branches of government. And not that I think that the what's happening at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is working. It's not. There's a threat of ineffectiveness through the Obama administration. And I think part of the reason is because of the lack of transparency, even though they said they were going to be transparent, and trying to please too many people at once. So, is somebody more pleasing than the current guy going to get elected? I mean, look who's out there. Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, Newt overtaking Romney in a lot of the polls. Florida, the battleground now for the primary, the next primary. But then you got to go all the way down the list. And so while the Republican circus, the big top, keeps moving from state to state to state. The current occupier of the White House runs every single day and is hitting the road on the heels of the State of the Union address. All right, so we were talking about some other things, including Joe Paterno. I mentioned I wondered how Penn State would handle the Paterno situation because he was iconic. Let's face it, 61 years. He coached the Nittany Lions. And then Joe Paterno is in the middle of this scandal with Jerry Sandusky, the former coach, who's been charged with 50 counts of child molestation and among other things. And I think Joe Paterno, in some circles, would be considered the scapegoat because he did try to send it up the chain, but he also admitted that he wished he had done more. So he gets booted from the university in November, dies in January. His son, Jay Paterno, did the best he could to sum it all up and talk a little bit about his father, giving a eulogy and talking to folks on the side as well.
Just very, very moving. And the students and the people in town and letters and cards and phone calls and, you know, from all kinds of people. It's just been, it's really helped sustain us. Very peaceful. A lot of people came in to see him in terms of, you know, obviously with five kids and five spouses of his kids and 17 grandkids. Everybody kind of got in and out of there and spent time with him and did different things. My son Joe read Rudyard Kipling's poem, If, to him, which was really moving. There were certain things you'd bring up and immediately his eyes would look up and he'd nod. And, when we were praying, you know, you'd see him mouthing the words, even though, you know, he had a ventilator. So, I mean, he was very much communicating and you just ask him a lot of questions. He'd give you, you know, give you a nod or he'd laugh, you know, and so it was very peaceful, but it's something that I'll hold on to for a long, long time. Look, Dad, you've given me all the armor I need to make my way through life, through the battles of life. You don't need to do anything else for me. You've prepared me. You've been the father, and now I understand that really, in being a father, you're being a true friend, because you've readied me for what was coming.
All right, so the Paterno family talking about Jay Paterno, specifically talking about the end of his father's life. Still a lot of questions to be answered at Penn State. And after the grieving period, the strange thing will be what happens to his estate, because there were people that were trying to go after Paterno in some of these lawsuits, not just the university. He would have been part of that, too. Moving on from what happened at Happy Valley to this sun storm that smashed into the earth. Did you hear about this? Even one of the airlines, Delta, decided, you know, we're going to reroute our flights. People are saying that they experienced cell phones that just completely went out, but also said that it was incredibly beautiful. In fact, described as spectacular, that's a good word, to look at these northern lights. I love this kind of stuff. And we're talking about the solar storm that we've been hearing about now for the last couple of months. And what happens is the planet gets bombarded by what they call, sounds so hocus pocus, doesn't it, high energy particles. And it's the strongest solar storm, scientists are saying, since 2005. But while it might look beautiful if you happen to get a glimpse in the sky of these northern lights, right, it's a big problem for satellites because it can disrupt them, and they got problems with the astronauts and any aircraft. That's always a huge problem because you got six astronauts on the International Space Station and they don't have any way to protect themselves from any incoming particles. And solar flares, I don't think I have to give you the definition. You probably all learned it at some point in high school, but they're caused by the release of that magnetic energy that's stored in the sun's atmosphere. I think it's fascinating to look at it. Through the naked eye, I don't know. I didn't see any northern lights. I saw some people's pictures, and it was beautiful. It just kind of looked green, actually, from afar. Here's what David Alexander had to say about not being worried that people could have watched the show. And, you know, they were talking about it wreaking havoc, and he answers that.
When it puts all this energy into the Earth's atmosphere, it can actually affect satellites. We have lost satellites in the past. It can create potential differences between the atmosphere and the surface. So it basically short circuits transformers. If you're northerly latitude, you would see nice northern lights. That's the main thing. There's no real damage to individuals on the ground.
Thank goodness. Looking up and seeing, oh, look what it is. It's those particles. It's that solar flare. That's what it is. It's supposed to lash the Earth through Wednesday. How about that? That's what's supposed to happen. Like I said, I think it's very cool. In certain areas, you get the perfect view of it. I don't know about in my backyard. I'm not seeing it. But you might see it in yours. If you do, I want to see a picture. Take a picture and send it to me, and I'll put it on the website. Send it to americatonight.net. You know, it's interesting. I was looking at what's happened in the past because of it. And in the 70s, there was a geomagnetic storm that actually pushed one of these flares that knocked out long-distance telephones across the state of Illinois. And then, fast forward to the late 80s, there was another storm, and I remember this, that pushed the people in Quebec, 6 million of them, into pure darkness, because that's what happened. It knocked it out, so it was just dark. All of a sudden, boom, boom, the lights go out. What happened there? And that the answer was that is the solar storm. But it means that if you're in a certain area in the southern hemisphere, you get a chance to see something pretty cool, pretty spectacular. If you're in the, it's again about being in the right place. For most of us, we're not going to get to see that. It's kind of like this. Looks like it's green across the sky. It's a different color than you've seen before. All right, let me hit on a couple of other things, because I said we would do that. Part of odds and ends, tying it all up as we head for the finish line of this segment anyway. Did you realize this? I had no idea that this happened. There was a man with a gun that was arrested near the home of President Bush. Even when you get out of the White House, you still have to have the Secret Service. So they were able to stop him. And they say that he was taken into custody. It happened on Tuesday afternoon. He said he wanted to deliver a spiritual message to the former president. So the cops immediately showed up, and of course there was the Secret Service. He made it through a gate at the end of the street where the president lives, but couldn't get up to his gate because he's got a gate and cameras and microphones and all that sort of stuff. But he said he really wanted to see the president. He had a weapon in his glove compartment, and he didn't have a concealed handgun license. So there are a lot of questions that he has to answer. In the end, they don't think he was necessarily a threat to the former president. A lot of people have made it past the one gate but not actually gotten through the gates to his home. Stay with us. We're kicking the can down the road.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America tonight. Well, the president had his third State of the Union address, and boy, it was interesting, filled with all kinds of stuff that we're going to be talking about here on America tonight. John Christopher Bua joins us now, and what a resume this guy has. It would take a half an hour to go through it for you, but let's just tell you that he's a White House commentator and political analyst for Sky News. You can also catch him on Huffington Post. And, oh, by the way, he's an adjunct professor at Georgetown University, one of my favorite places. And his resume when it comes to politics is so long. He's been in the game for a very, very long time and has watched many State of the Union addresses. John Christopher, thanks for popping on America tonight.
Hey, you know, I think this is a completely different one. I remember when James K. Polk gave his inaugural, my first one as a young man. And then I remember Grover Cleveland I'm kidding. You make me sound like an old guy.
Well, I didn't mean that.
I go back a little bit to just JFK, I guess, is the first president I had passion about. And of course, you know, over the years, you come and go and you lose passion, you get passion. And Bill Clinton sort of got me going again. And I have to say, I thought it was a very good address. I thought it was a clear message to the both sides of the House, the attending folks, and he pretty much threw the gauntlet down to the Republicans in Congress that you better darn work with me because the American people are watching carefully. And, you know, I'm going to put your feet to the fire. And I think he needed to do that. I think he has to do that. This is an election year, and he's got, you know, some rather radical folks trying to take his job. People on the other side are moving very much to the right of center, and their problem is going to be to try to move back to the center at all, if they can at all. It seems like Mitt is being pushed further to the right by Newt and by the other folks that were, some of them not even around anymore. It's going to be very interesting. And I think the president and his team are trying to gear up to make sure that the issues of the economy, the issues of jobs are those that are front and center. And I think he did that. I think there were spurts of passion and I think, he got a pretty clear message out. I would have liked to have seen him, a little more as he was toward the end, with a little more, you know, real, I like the campaign stuff that Barack does. And let's face it, we are in a campaign mode. But I have to give the Republicans credit. I was to a State of the Union myself during the Clinton administration, and we've watched, as you have, many, and you watch the opposition just sit there on their hands. You know,
yeah.
They don't get up. They're told not to get up. But I thought, especially when it came to, you know, the military and the service, our veterans and our active duty service, the men and women, they got up, they applauded, and some of the things that he said that were appealing in terms of getting this economy rolling, I think that was successful. We'll see. He leaves on a bus tour for 3 days, interestingly enough, to the key states that will be playing in his campaign, and he'll move on for the rest of the week. So, you know, there's always a follow-up to this, the State of the Union.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that obviously, and you mentioned it, some of the themes kind of, that there's going to be this push for new taxes for the millionaires, talking about the haves and the have-nots. A lot of what he said had to revolve around that, whether it was tuition and not affording tuition or jobs and incentives for companies that stay here on these shores, that kind of thing. And specifically he said, and let me ask you, this is where he talked about, for anyone who's making over $1 million, paying 30%, and that's obviously something that's going to whip up the Republicans.
Well, you know, I don't know about other folks, but in this household, we pay a lot more than 14% tax.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I know there are folks all over this country, and you know, families struggling, making, you know, 40 grand for having two kids, who pay more than 14% tax. And I think the American people will see that, and this president, pretty much in a very, very smart way, I mean, in a clever way, I guess, you know, made it clear that, you know, hey, he says, I'm not paying enough taxes. I'd pay more taxes if I thought it would help the deficit, if I thought it would give people a leg up. I mean, that's the theme he's presenting. It is a populist theme, but after all, he's this White House, and you know, I'm pretty much in there quite a bit. They are thinking that Mitt Romney is going to be the challenger, so they're laying out the game plan to go after that and continue the theme of the overprivileged individuals who are getting away with a lot more than the guy and gal who are really, you know, working real hard to support their family and to provide a decent living for their kids, and not only their kids, but, you know, the seniors that may live with them, the mother or the dad or extended family. And I think he pretty much laid that out. But the thing that that people may be missing, and now if you want to get into a little bit of politics, I mean, we're talking Florida in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
You know, I just came back from Charleston, South Carolina, and I was in Manchester, New Hampshire, and Des Moines, Iowa. Bing, bing, bing. I think I had 2 days rest between, but you know, that's what keeps me having fun, right? And
yeah.
As you and I, we chatted in Manchester about a week and a half ago. And the idea that Florida, who could ever imagine that Florida would now become the battleground state between Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich? I mean, this is a whole other story. This is an amazing story, and certainly worth focusing on in the next couple of days.
Oh, absolutely. And you said it, that the Obama folks are really zeroing in on Mitt Romney, but wait a second, we've seen now what's going on with Newt Gingrich. You look at the polls, you were just in South Carolina, you saw what happened there. He has the Super PAC launching, the $6 million ad campaign. Is there a chance, do you think, Gingrich has a real shot at overtaking Romney and getting
this
thing?
I think the disposition and the feeling that some folks have in this country who are very discontent, not only with the economy, but also with some of the what they feel political correctness is permeating. I think Newt, in a sense, gives them a license to basically say, hey, the heck with this. Let's have who we want. Let's say what we want. And by God, let's get rid of Barack Obama. I mean, a lot of folks just don't like him, and they can't believe that he was actually elected. So they're pushing hard, and Newt really ignites a very populist theme, completely the opposite of Mitt Romney. You know, some of my Texas friends said Mitt doesn't have a blue collar in his closet. Newt, for some reason, and we all know the kind of monies he's made and the kind of insider Washington insider. My God, he was Speaker of the House. He had to leave for certain reasons, but he is as inside as you can get in this town and in this country. And he's trying to show himself as a populist outsider. Now, he's very clever. He's a ringmaster. He's a great manipulator of the media. And I think what we'll see is that a lot of money from the super PACs will be poured into the state of Florida. And I did my last blog was about Newt. Yeah, it's Newt's blowout. However, can he sustain? Can he continue? And that's on my Washington Notebook blog on SkyNews.com. The fact is that the both super PACs, now Romney offers a very strong and very deep campaign with really good people. I mean, you saw the list of people that work for him.
Oh, yeah.
Very impressive, very deep, very well-oiled, and lots of dough. And then he's got his super PAC, which is called the Restore Our Future, which has a heck of a lot of money being poured in for third party, because they know nothing about it. They can't talk about it. They don't talk about it. You know, it's kind of crazy thing. The whole, and Newt has his own super PAC, which is called Winning Our Future. And that is supported by two very wealthy Vegas, very lovely Vegas couple called the Adelsons, and they are just writing checks for old Newt. So it's got what's going on, Kate, is really when I was in Iowa, I felt like the whole handshaking, press the flesh, go to the diner, you know, go to the
yep.
various places, meet the people. That's kind of over. They're kind of like, in a sense, phoning it in. They're throwing all that money. The ad buys are incredible. The amount of money spent on TV commercials are TV and radio are, it's unbelievable. And I think that eventually, Iowa, I mean, I love Iowans. We had a great time. We had so many wonderful guests, including Governor Terry Branstad, members of Congress on Sky News. They were fantastic. Great stuff, great debates, great conversation. But we're really losing the idea of retail politics in the caucus state of Iowa, and then in the first primary state of New Hampshire, because of this super PAC. And this is the whole Citizens United thing, where the Supreme Court is allowing, you know, outside entities to pour in oodles and tons mm-hmm. of cash just to do commercials. And it really takes away the retail politics that you and I, as mm-hmm. people who love politics, mm-hmm. have come to love and really enjoy.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Now, there's no rest for the weary. Where are you off to next? Are you going to stay saddled in Washington for a little?
Well, I'm going to probably go to the White House this week, although the president's taking off for a 3-day tour. I've got my Georgetown class tomorrow, which I'm preparing for. I have a wonderful group at the School of Foreign Service. I'll be talking about, guess what, politics and American politics and European politics, and certainly the State of the Union, the two debates this week, and the elections will be front and center tomorrow. And then on Sunday, I'm heading down to Florida. I think we'll probably go either to Orlando or to Tampa. We'll stay in that I-4 corridor, and we'll be doing lots of interviews and commentary from there. And Sky News is taking this very seriously, because we've got 90 million subscribers worldwide. And what happens in America affects the entire universe, let's face it. So we may be a foreign outlet in a sense, but we're seen all over the world, and we really, really focus on what's going on here.
Yeah, I love it. John Christopher Buick, thanks so much. I know you're busy. We appreciate the time. We'll check you out on Sky and hope to have our paths cross again soon.
I look forward to it anytime. Thank you.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Oh, time for another Made in America, my favorite segment. Right now we've got an owner of a clothing company, a clothing enterprise, Bruns Enterprises. It's Bruns Clothing, and he started this thing over a year and a half ago, and I'm just betting in 5 years you just wait to see how big this is. Lee is in the wings, ready to talk to us. Lee, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thanks for giving me a call. This is really an honor to speak with you, Kate.
So let's roll back time a little bit and tell me how long you had been thinking about doing your own deal, doing your own company.
Well, I had a formal business education about 20 years ago that I hadn't done a thing with, and I was doing okay as a machinist, but I went to replace my Carhartt work jacket and couldn't find one anywhere on the shelves here in Watertown, South Dakota, made in the U.S. So about 6 months of it stewing and wearing on me and really frustrating that I couldn't find an American-made product here in the U.S., I found some friends and we put together a business plan with Larry and Tammy Henman. And they had the equipment and we got rolling. So we've got four employees. We try to employ stay-at-home moms, so when their kids are at school, they come in and work. And then Mary Beth, she's retired and just wants to keep busy, so they're able to set works hours that work for them. And rather than employ 12-year-old children in Indonesia, we're employing Americans here in South Dakota.
Yeah, bravo. And you started with something, am I right, duck cloth was huge.
Yeah, it's a 10-ounce duck cloth, so it sheds water fairly well. We don't market it as waterproof. But it it sheds water like a duck when it's fresh, and then with a hit from a silicone spray after washings, it brings back its water repellency real nice.
And you know, of course, and you made the comment as much, that if you did this overseas, it'd be a lot cheaper for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but I don't think I could sleep at night. One of the things when we're putting together the business model, we had to realize that with a traditional business model, they've got a markup from the importer to the distributor, from the distributor to the retailer, from the retailer to the customer. We had to figure out a way to eliminate as many of those markup steps as possible so we could have a competitively priced product. So instead of a storefront, we are working the internet, and we've done very well so far just using the online sales format.
Well, how have you, I mean, obviously when you do an interview like this one, that gets some of the word out, but how else have you been able to market yourself? Is it partially because the internet is such an open highway, and is it also partially word of mouth because of the quality?
It's the quality, and then we've also found the motorcycle riders, specifically the custom motorcycle builders. They really want American-made products, and they're loyalty, and they're very eager to share with their friends. So at this point, one out of every five of our sales is actually a repeat customer. So my friends from the Horseback Street Choppers magazine and all the guys in the custom motorcycle world, they were the first to jump on board and give us a try, and it's really grown from there. And once those initial jackets went out and they got a chance to try them out, it's really taken off.
You mentioned that you couldn't sleep if you had done that, if you had shifted in a different direction, because it was all about that pride, made in America. And I bet the employees, and you even mentioned them by name, I bet they feel that same sense of pride, do they?
Yeah, and it's nice not just to be able to say it's made in the U.S., but it's made right here in Watertown. And I'm a little bit scared for the future of the country as all these American dollars are leaving the country. If we can figure out ways just to keep them circulating within our borders, everyone benefits many times over. The trucking company that brings our big spool of cloth from the Twin Cities over here to Watertown, the other truck that brings it from the mills in the Carolinas, the zipper companies in the Carolinas where our snaps and our zippers are made. So all of our materials as well as the logistics of getting it here and shipped back out. Even the cardboard boxes we use when we're not using secondhand boxes are made here in Watertown, South Dakota. So we're trying to keep not just the manufacturing and the retailing here in the U.S., but all of the supplies and materials and logistics in the U.S. also.
Yeah, you talk about the duck cloth and how well that works and the popularity of that. Is it the basic, when you look at the, you know, I looked at the website, it's just gorgeous stuff, the jacket, the corduroy collar, all that kind of stuff. How did you design it because you talked to people that rode motorcycles, people that lived in cold weather, like in Watertown,
well,
like in South Dakota?
Everyone has gotten so accustomed to buying a jacket one size larger than they needed simply because the sizing wasn't fit for Americans. So that was a little frustrating. And then being able to say, hey, a tall, thin guy doesn't, he wants the longer sleeves, but he doesn't need to buy a 3X just to get the sleeves that long. So by not carrying an inventory, we make each jacket to order. Someone can come in and say, I'd like 3 inches taller on the waist on a large body, 3 inches longer on the arms, and a tall, thin guy can get a jacket that fits him for a change.
Yeah.
And we've had some guys, as my buddy Leroy down in Iowa, he said, I got fat, my arms didn't get any longer. So he has us make a 2-inch underlength on the arm so that it fits him.
Yeah. Do you find that, because you're talking about online, do you find, naturally, you mentioned this, the loyal 1 out of 5, they come back, and a lot of people in South Dakota and a lot of people right in your own neck of the woods, but obviously, outside, you're also expanding. You mentioned this, the Leroy in Iowa. Are you finding that more people in the Midwest and the Northeast? I mean, what's your clientele besides in your own backyard?
A lot go to Florida and California. The guys in California, they prefer a fleece lining rather than the quilted lining because it seems all the jackets they're able to pick up have a 6-ounce or even an 8-ounce quilt, and they're cooking. They're just roasting. So they want a winter jacket that still isn't so warm as we'd want here in the Midwest. And some of our customers in Norway, we've been shipping a lot of jackets to Norway, of all places, and they're tired of giving money to the Chinese. So they're looking for American products in Norway, the Netherlands, and England also.
Yeah. When you started the company, how to get it off the ground, because you mentioned a couple of you getting together, did it cost you a lot of money to pull this together? Because that's what people are thinking when they're thinking, boy, I have this idea just like Lee does, but I'm afraid to take that leap. Ooh, how much money am I going to need to start this?
We actually did it very, very inexpensively. I got a friend who built the website, and he was willing to work for a kickback off each sale. And then Larry and Tammy already owned the sewing machines, and they're just sitting there idle. So we're able to put existing equipment to work. And then let's say if someone's got a home, they're making something in their garage, they're making some parts, being able to get that that product in front of the customers on the internet made all the difference in the world. But no, it was very little out of pocket for us from the start. We had to pick up some bookkeeping software and a fresh computer. But these are a lot of things most people already have. Start small and grow, and try not. I'm not sticking my neck out. You know, I need to be able to know that if it doesn't work, we're not bankrupt. But we're going to do everything we can to make a go of it.
Yeah. Where do you hope? Because this is still in the infancy. I mean, sort of. You know, a year and a half. Is that right? How
right.
long you've been open?
Yep, year and a half. Yep.
Where do you hope that this ends up? I mean, what are you looking for? That you can hire more people? It gets bigger. What's the goal?
Well, right now we've got Haley, Cammie, and Mary Beth, and Amber, who are back between the cutting, the stitching, the embroidery. It'd be nice if we could actually have one person full-time on each of the machines, so we could staff eight people full-time, and that would be nice. But it's also good, too, to be able to create jobs where retired people and the working stay-at-home moms can come in after their kids are at school and put in a few hours at their convenience if they've got a sick kid. So it's nice being able to create quality jobs for people that that need something to do for a few extra dollars to kind of help ends meet. So it's a quality of job, not just quantity of job. And I am in touch with some people at a major national retail outlet in the farm and home business, and hopefully we can work out a deal there and we can actually start offering an American-made work jacket off the store shelves of some of the farm and home stores.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. What happens if the company gets really big and LB, you know how tempting that is. Somebody comes to you, they want to scoop it up, but they're going to make some shortcuts and use some product from other areas. Would you jump? Would you take the bait?
No, that's actually already been, we already got contacted by a larger business that said, hey, why don't you just let us make them for you and we'll just stick your neck tag on them and drop ship and, you know, you'll just put the money in your pocket. And no, that would just be real short-sighted, and it just wouldn't be the right thing to do. And I guess it's really as simple as that. It's just not the right thing to do. I'd rather stay here in South Dakota and make a quality product here in South Dakota. And one advantage South Dakota is always going to have is we don't have a lot of overhead. We don't have our wages, our very competitive wages. So I don't see a way for anyone to make me an offer that could possibly get me to sell it out. And, you know, I know instantly if we ever got bought up, they would start using imported products right off the gate. That's just how it works.
Yeah, that is how it works. Yeah, good for you. So if somebody wants to check out your website, send them to it. What's the website?
Just brunsclothing.com. And they can just fill out an order from there and mail it to me. Or we've got the PayPal set up ready to go that way.
Yeah, terrific. I love it. Another made in America. Lee Brum, we're going to keep an eye on you and see where you end up. Thanks so much for joining us here on America Tonight.
Thanks again, Kay.